possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. I can't get over how much attention the Illinois 13th District is getting in the last year. That would be my district. Ryan, that's your district?
That is also my district.
Brad, you're in Boss District, so you're in the 15th. But yeah. This little finger of a district, it's a middle finger because it's in the middle of the state. That's what we're going to call
a
it from now. The middle finger.
Middle finger.
Brian Kilmeade filled in for Jesse Waters last night. And there they were, talking about the Illinois 13th. Think about that for a second. There are 435 congressional districts in the country. And the Illinois 13 right now, because of what Texas is looking to do, but more specifically because J.B. Pritzker is out there just shaming Texas for wanting to reflect the actual vote that took place in 2024. People are going, oh, really, J.B. Pritzker? Illinois 13 has gone this long with nobody paying any attention to it right now. Nobody even knows who the representative in the Illinois 13th is. That district used to be represented by a great representative named Rodney Davis. We have him on the show. Used to have him on the show a lot. We reached out to him. I think he's on vacation this week or something. But we were working to try to get him on the show to talk about his personal reaction to the district that he got chopped out of now being a national news story. You couldn't have planned. It's kind of like the Sydney Sweeney thing with American Eagle. American Eagle is now on the map once again. Like, how big was American Eagle when we were growing up?
I would say it was a pretty big brand.
How cool were you when we were growing up?
Not that.
Not like American Eagle cool.
I wasn't into that kind of cool.
Like
I was a
hip bones kind of jutting out of your low-rise size 00 jeans.
I mean,
I saw the picture of you. I know.
I was hot.
Not really. You didn't have much clothes on.
I didn't have much clothes or much much else other than the skin. I was like all skin and bones. That's why I've gone the other direction.
American Eagle was a huge deal. Hollister
and Abercrombie, man.
Abercrombie,
enormous.
Huge deal. These were like the main brands. And the funny thing was, is if you couldn't look at a label, I don't know that you'd be able to tell one item from another. All of the stores carried the same stuff, right?
That's why you had to have it plastered across your chest.
Yeah, your American Eagle
or on
shirt.
Your butt.
Is the way of the word across the butt, is that not a thing anymore?
I don't think so. I think people made fun of it too much.
Why?
Because it's dumb.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. People were suggesting that the Annie Fry Show come up with some sweatpants that say Fanny on the bottom.
Well, that's funny, though.
It's really funny. Would you wear those?
Yes.
It would say F-A-N-N-I-E.
I don't know
Fanny.
That I'd wear them to Walmart, but I would wear them.
I think that's prime Walmart territory. Brad, let's cue up the press conference that's taking place right now. We've got Ryan Schmelz coming up in about 15 minutes from now. I'm looking forward to talking to him, the latest of what is happening in at the Capitol. But also, I'd like to know from Ryan Schmelz, as somebody who's a resident of Washington, D.C., I'm kind of shifting my mental perspective here, how to come to the show and to report on things that are going on. Yesterday, of course, Donald Trump comes in and says he's taking control of Washington, D.C., home rule. They're making it so that Washington, D.C. should be a shining city on a Capitol Hill for the world to see. He said in there, how embarrassing is it for him to go meet with Vladimir Putin in Russia? While in Washington, D.C., it's dirty and people are running amok and it's dangerous and people don't want to go there, and he's going to go tell Russia what's up. He said in that press conference, like, that's really kind of embarrassing for me to have to do that. It has been so interesting to hear people in the media. It's funny because the people who are in the media who are actually in Washington, D.C. are providing their own anecdotes of, like, within a week's to month's time, crime that they've experienced being in Washington, D.C., that they are living themselves. These are not like reports indicate. It's the anchor at the news desk going, I got mugged earlier last month. They're telling the story and they're pushing back. But the pundits, the people whose job it is to show up every day and just be anti-Trump, they seem to be beside themselves. And there's a lot of coverage right now. People who have the opportunity to do what I'm doing right now, which is talk to you about the news of the day. There's a lot of people who are pulling their hair out over the idea that there are individuals, talking heads in the media behind microphones and cameras, in front of cameras, who are like trying to explain that Washington, D.C. is not that dangerous. I'm kind of over those people because they knew before the details of any news story came out today, and they know before any news details of any story comes out tomorrow, they already know what their position is. What did Trump do? We are opposed to it. I don't really think that anybody needs to be convinced that Washington, D.C. needs to be safer. And we really, while the person that we support, while Donald Trump is in the position to do what he's doing, he's proven that he's going to make good on the promises he made in the campaign to people who he asked for their vote. They voted for him. I mean, really a landslide victory last November. He's doing the things that he said he would do. So all we need to do right now is pass some time to see the results of what Donald Trump has done right now. And we get to choose what we do with that time. And I don't know that what we need to do with that time is try to convince you that these people who are out there saying Washington, D.C. is safer than it's been in a long time, we're not going to change any of their minds because their minds aren't made up because of the story that we're talking about. Their minds are made up about Donald Trump. They hate him. They despise him. He is the archenemy. The only thing that would persuade those people, and has persuaded some people who might have been center left or moderate, the only thing that is going to change their mind, time and results. And there's so much to talk about with this administration right now, things that they're doing, efforts they're making, that I don't really think it's worth my time and likely your time to feign outrage over the people who are like, Washington, D.C. is the safest place to be. That's not useful. And it's also not fun. I kind of just think that the less attention we pay to these people, that's like the most effective thing we can do to quiet their voices.
It's just the stupidest position to take. If you are wanting to talk to Americans right now, you would say, look, are things more safe generally outside of D.C., across the whole country? Are things more safe right now than they were 10 years ago? Who is going to say yes? Some people might say they're about the same, but nobody's saying, yeah, things have gotten a lot better in the last 10 years. So you're talking to literally nobody except your little echo chamber of leftist ideologues who want to insulate you from reality.
Yeah. Well, let's tune into the top of this press conference here. It's just started at the White House. Carolyn Leavitt speaking from the same podium that the president and his whole host of folks were present yesterday. Let's listen into Carolyn Leavitt.
President Trump, this border is the most secure it has ever been. When you fortify the border, when you restore deterrence, and when you empower Border Patrol agents and our brave men and women in uniform to actually do their jobs to enforce our laws, like this president has, this is the incredible result. And in the interior of our country, criminal illegal aliens continue to be arrested and removed. Here are some of the criminals arrested by ICE in just the last few days. ICE Buffalo arrested an illegal alien from Jamaica convicted of attempted murder. ICE Buffalo also arrested an illegal alien from Ecuador convicted of leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. ICE Houston arrested an illegal alien from Mexico convicted of manslaughter. ICE Newark arrested an illegal alien from Mexico convicted of the sexual assault of a minor. ICE Dallas arrested an illegal alien from Mexico convicted of assault causing bodily injury. And already the Trump administration has arrested more than 300,000 illegal aliens in 2025. Again, more than 300,000 illegal alien criminals have been arrested in the interior of our country in the first 6 months of this administration. And despite many false reports in the media, nearly 70% of these arrests have been criminal aliens with criminal charges or prior convictions. This is success all around. This is removing the most dangerous public safety threats from America's communities and returning these individuals to their home countries. So there's been success all around. I'm sure you have a lot of questions today. I'm happy to get to them. So let's get started. And as always, we'll start with our new media seat, who is our podcast host today, Benny Johnson. Benny, why don't you kick us off? And thanks for being here.
Thank you, Caroline. As a DC resident of 15 years, I lived on Capitol Hill. I witnessed so many muggings and so much theft. I lost track. I was carjacked. I have murders on my Ring camera and mass shootings. I witnessed a woman on my block get held up at gunpoint for $20. And my house was set ablaze in an arson with my infant child inside. And so to any reporter that says and lies that DC is a safe place to live and work, let me just say this. Thank you. Thank you for making the city safe, because no parent should have to go through what my family went through, having the fire department rip open their door to save their infant child. And so thank you for your work on securing this city. My question to you is this. Nancy Pelosi has attacked the president for deploying the National Guard to the city, saying that it is to cover for his incompetence. Hillary Clinton has also attacked the president for securing the city of Washington, D.C. I'd like to get your response to Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton.
Sure. Well, first of all, Benny, I'm so sorry that happened to you and your family. There have been, unfortunately, far too many victims of crime in this city, and I know the majority of residents in the District of Columbia agree with you. In fact, a new poll from the Washington Post I was reading this morning, this was released in May of 2024, so it's quite funny how many of you in the media agreed with what the president was saying yesterday, but now once the president says it, many of you are disagreeing with him. But this poll released by the Washington Post found that 65% of district residents think crime is an extremely serious or a very serious problem. And this was up from 56% last year. So the concern that you share with so many other residents in the District of Columbia is real. And that's why this president is taking action to address it. To get to the heart of your question, I think it's despicable that Democrats cannot agree that we need more law and order in a city that has been ravaged by violence, crime, murders, property theft. This should be a winning issue for all Americans. I don't understand. It's just anything President Trump does, the Democrats want to disagree with. I think the president would love to work with Democrats on this issue to bring law and order to America's cities, but unfortunately they have failed, and that's why he's taken this historic action to federalize the National Guard. And as you're seeing from last night's numbers, we already have seen success. We are removing violent offenders. We are arresting criminals, and we are removing drugs and firearms off of the streets of the city to make it safer for all of its residents.
Carolyn Levin from the White House talking to Benny Johnson, the new media seat there, talking about his own personal experience of living in Washington, D.C. And it's been a rough one. It's been a violent one. It's been a crime-ridden one. Well, think about what you're asking people to do when they go to Washington, D.C. It was clear to me, made very clear to me when I went to Washington, D.C. earlier this spring, that I needed to not be on the streets past 8 p.m., that I shouldn't go places by myself. I shouldn't walk more than a block or two by myself.
This was just common knowledge given to you, like, hey, this is the way we do things.
When I went last summer, my husband and I went together. We took the subway a lot of places. I had heard negative things about the subway. But my husband and I, we had a fine time on the subway. It was pretty nice to be able to get around. I thought, wow, this is a really useful tool. But I was with my husband. And, you know, we went to a Nationals game twice. So we we heeded warnings, but being together and me being with a man, I felt a little more comfortable to push that a little bit. But when I was there by myself, I was very quick to be in my hotel. I mean, they were long days, so it really wasn't a problem. But if it was dark outside, I wasn't going anywhere by myself. My first Uber Eats that I've ever done was in Washington, D.C., because I was told just stay inside by the people who are in Congress. They are like, just don't do it. So
if Congress is telling you, and they've got,
they don't get anything wrong. I mean,
well, they've got more resources at their disposal, yeah, and they're even saying it. It must be pretty bad.
I mean, I was going to get in. My flight got in really late on Sunday night, and I could have taken a subway to my hotel because it went near my hotel. And they were like, don't do that, Uber. Just don't. Don't take the subway by yourself. So that was my experience, and I didn't get mugged, so that's strictly anecdotal. Ryan Schmelz is in Washington, D.C. He understands what it's like to live there. Very curious to see what his thoughts are on this order and maybe some stories that he's heard as to what other people have experienced living in Washington, D.C., and if this is the order that will potentially make it a safer place to live. Keep it right here on the Annie Fry Show. YouTube live chat poll for today. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? Yes or no? Do you think that Trump can get the job done? Meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska this week? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here this afternoon. The White House press briefing is still going on. We're going to monitor that for any details that might be of your interest. Certainly, we have an inflation report that came in pretty good today. A lot of good economic numbers lining up, and we'll cover that also later in the show. But as we've been discussing, we've been talking about Donald Trump's home rule announcement that he made yesterday, and a lot of people are reacting, people who are there in Washington, D.C., as to their actual real lived experience. And we've got Ryan Schmelz on with us right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent, certainly knows a little bit about life in Washington, D.C., certainly the politics, but also just, you know, getting from A to B. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Good to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So we're here in St. Louis, Missouri. We know about cities and crime and understanding kind of when you're okay to be out walking on the streets and when maybe it's time to just pack it up for the evening. A lot of what I'm hearing discussed by reporters, by people who are on both sides of the aisle, certainly in Congress there in Washington, D.C., a lot of people have their own personal anecdotes of the danger that exists at a certain time in Washington, D.C. Curious about your report on that, either your personal experience or what you might have heard from those in Congress.
I mean, it's definitely an ongoing problem. You know, we hear about the crime numbers and that they're going down, but I think there are certain places here where people just don't buy that, you know, and so you see in many cases. So I live in Navy Yard, which is the same neighborhood that Nats Park is in. We have had a congressman get mugged in that neighborhood. We have had the neighborhood go into a curfew for juveniles because they had so many reported incidents involving those juveniles after a certain time at night on the weekends. And we've had multiple shootings. There's been several shootings, fatal shootings at the metro stop down the street from where I live. And then we've also had in the building across the street from me a fatal shooting. So there certainly are a lot of issues people have. And just based off the reaction I've seen over the last 24 hours, I would say that this effort from President Trump is supported along party lines. I mean, Republican staffers who live in D.C. are very much excited about this, whereas Democrats pretty disappointed and very concerned.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that as well, even though I don't know that the criminals are like, are you a Republican or a Democrat before they commit some sort of crime around you? The one thing that I hear a lot about, which I think is an interesting facet of this particular kind of crime in the city, Judge Jeanine Pirro has talked a lot about it, but there are a lot of people participating in this crime who are minors. Can you talk about that? Mm.
Well, yes, a lot of the issue that Judge Jeanine is raising, or now I should say U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro is raising, is that it's hard for her to prosecute because a lot of the laws in D.C. are very juvenile friendly when it comes to criminal prosecution. Now, in this case, too, we've had reports that some gangs will enlist, you know, young juvenile people because they have a less of a chance of getting prosecuted by police. So they'll have them carry out whatever activities they want them to carry out. And a lot of that ends up in alleged crime. So I think there is this big concern about how juveniles behave and how they're prosecuted in D.C., which is what Judge Jeanine is trying to go after. And look, a lot of these big incidents that we've seen, especially down here in Navy Yard, have been related to juveniles and some of the, and the, you know, they travel in these really big groups. And there was an incident recently when they came into Navy Yard and were very aggressive towards people. And in some cases, you know, there was some reported mugging that went on too. So this has been a big back and forth about how you handle young people in DC, because that's where a lot of the, at least newsworthy problems that have been coming up lately have been happening.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. It does seem like there's a loophole in the justice system in Washington, D.C., that maybe those people, those criminals that aren't minors, are using it as an opportunity to take advantage to still commit crimes and do it in a way that has less repercussion. I want to shift gears a little bit here. I've seen a lot of reports about Adam Schiff, now Senator Adam Schiff, then Representative Adam Schiff. Of course, he is under investigation for mortgage fraud due to his owning of homes, I think, in Maryland as well as California, and claiming it both of them as a primary residence. But just in the last 24 hours, it's been revealed by the, I believe, FBI that Adam Schiff was actively directing the leaks of classified information as a representative in an effort to try to damage President Trump. Can you talk to us a little bit about that story and what kind of legs it might have here in the future?
All right, so we were able to get our hands on a document from the FBI, which was an interview with a whistleblower that went on between sometime in 2017 and 2023. So this whistleblower reportedly worked for the House Intelligence Committee, which Adam Schiff was the top Democrat on from 2017 to 2019. And then 2019 to 2021, he was the chairman of that committee. So what we understand and what this whistleblower was alleging was that Schiff was putting out information that he felt would be derogatory towards President Trump and could lead to him potentially getting indicted. And you also had Schiff, you had this whistleblower alleging that he told Schiff during a meeting that this was potentially illegal what he was doing. Now, Schiff, like about 30 minutes ago before we came on here, did send out a statement to us. What we understand is that he called this employee a disgruntled employee who does not have any basis to make these accusations and was actually fired from the committee for just cause. So he's very much trying to discredit what this allegation is based off of what has been put out there.
So just to be clear, that document that you received from Schiff's office, did he only discredit the whistleblower or did he actually deny what was alleged?
He denied what was alleged,
okay,
too. But the statement we put in a request for was directly from the whistleblower allegation related to leaked information, because the whistleblower was alleging that he was leaking this information out, whether it was to the press or just to the public, in order to pretty much, you know, hurt President Trump. And so that's what our request was directly for. And he denied that. He pushed back on it extensively and also criticized the whistleblower making the allegation. So it seems like he believes he's very aware of who this person is, even though we don't know who it is.
Ryan, this is Ryan. Adam Schiff has a pardon at the moment anyway. Is this the kind of stuff that he was seeking a pardon for or that he got a pardon for? Would that include these allegations?
I don't even remember if Adam Schiff actually formally requested a pardon from President Biden. I think a lot of that was kind of done without any type of consultation. From my understanding is that President Biden did a lot of that preventatively just so that President Trump wouldn't go after these people when he got back in office. That includes Hunter Biden as well as a few others. And Adam Schiff was obviously on that list. So I'm not quite sure that Adam Schiff, I'm not aware of Adam Schiff ever formally requesting President Biden pardon him.
Ryan Schmell speaking with us right now. One last question before we let you go. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Texas fight, the redistricting of those congressional seats in Texas. Now, Ryan, I live in the Illinois 13th district, which of all of the districts right now is getting a lot of play. Never has been discussed really before at this level, but it's that one snake-like district in the state of Illinois right across the river from St. Louis, Missouri. And people are looking at J.B. Pritzker, the governor in the state of Illinois, going, why are you stepping into this argument here? You've got no ground to stand on. Look at your districts. In your estimation on Capitol Hill, does it seem like a foregone conclusion that there are going to be some serious redistricting done in Texas and it's just a matter of time?
I think people are getting ready for it to be a possibility. Now, there has been some pushback from this. There have been some members of the congressional delegation in Texas, Republicans, who don't want to see this happen because they have their current district. They've gotten to know their district. They've mapped it out, you know, established their lives there. And some of them aren't exactly fans of this idea of redistricting. Now, there's also this concern, I think, that this is going to be an escalatory measure where this starts in Texas and then it goes on to California, it goes on to Illinois, it goes on to New York. And you could see some Republicans in those states get a little vocal. In some cases they have, like Will Kiley in California. You know, their argument is, and I think there is some concern in GOP circles, that there are more blue states out there that have significant numbers of Republicans in Congress than there are red states that have a significant number of members of Congress. So I think everyone's kind of getting ready for this thing to really hit the fan and be an escalatory measure. But at the same time, the one thing that Republicans who are kind of okay with what Texas is doing and keep pointing out is that Texas, the way their state law is written, kind of allows them and gives their state government more power to go about this, whereas California, in many ways, I believe, has an independent commission, which makes it pretty hard for them to pursue a new map at this stage in the game. So every state, it's kind of different. But that's kind of one thing that keeps getting pointed out, is that it's probably harder for Gavin Newsom to do a mid-decade redistricting than it is for Texas to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the domino effect. Living in the Illinois 13th, I would say that Texas wouldn't be the first one to touch the domino, but we'll see. We'll definitely see how it materializes here shortly. Ryan Schmelz, stay safe in Washington, D.C. Maybe it'll be safer for you by the time we talk next. We're grateful for your insight, as always.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye. Ryan Schmelz is a Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill White, and White House correspondent. Lives in D.C. Great to get his personal experience there. On X, follow him at Ryan Schmelz, Fox. A great follow there. Let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. Let's discuss this. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? Yes or no? Do you think Trump's the guy who can get it done? He certainly gave us the impression when he was running that he'd be able to solve it very quickly. And obviously, even though we're, just 200 days plus a few into this administration, he hasn't done it yet. Big meeting coming up in Alaska between these two individuals. Let's talk when we come back. Don't go away.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a rush of blood. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Trump meeting Putin in Alaska. What do you think about all that?
I think it's great.
I'm wondering how many times Donald Trump has been to Alaska, specifically as president. I think that they have a rally there, maybe the first time around or something.
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I would think that Alaska, it'd be, you know, we're like, oh, flyover country, nobody comes here. And Alaska's like, we don't even have the sun.
Yeah, but then they have extra sun.
Yeah.
Could so it makes up for it.
Could you do it? Could you live there?
Live in Alaska? I think I could. If you live on the coast, especially south, like the furthest south part of Alaska, the climate's really nice. So I would enjoy that. Like Jamie Lisso.
Yeah.
He lives in Alaska.
I don't know if he still does.
Last I knew
I think his kids are there. He like lived there, but he got remarried and everything. Yeah. I don't know. Could you live in Alaska, Brad?
Yeah, I think I could. But I like in that southwestern portion of Alaska. I couldn't live up near, like, what is it?
In the southwest, so he could
Barrow, Alaska,
wear the hat.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big brimmed hat.
Yeah. Cowboy hat.
Yeah, welcome to Juneau.
Carry around my Smith & Wesson 500 right. Grizzly bear gun.
Tumbleweed.
Y'all ever been to Anchorage?
Yeah, they got a Buffalo 5M over there.
Now you're doing Louisiana.
Sure.
Oh, like it's wrong.
You crossed the line there,
you,
birthday boy.
Says you.
Yeah,
you're like,
well.
Brad, that is not historically accurate. Give me a break.
You got to use the correct. You got to
do an Alaskan accent, Ryan.
Accent when you're doing Alaska.
An Alaskan accent.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No.
Plus, you get tons of subsidies for living there.
Yeah, you do get money for living there.
Like what?
Free oil money. I don't know who's paying it. If it's government, it's oil. It apparently, big oil. Either way, I'm for it. Big oil, big government.
Pay me.
Wow, this show took a turn. I'm trying to load up a clip, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing.
This is your fault.
Yes, it
I
is.
I can tell you were trying to kill some time, and I had to fill it with that.
I'm going in to speak to Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir.
And I'm going to be telling him, you got to end this war. You got to end it.
He sounds just like Brad.
And he wasn't going to mess with me. This war would have never happened. You know, we had a discussion about it one time, and we never had that discussion again. Would have never happened. So I'm going.
If you haven't learned anything about the Russia-Ukraine conflict and Donald Trump, the number one thing you need to know is that if he were president, never would have happened.
It's what you should have done in the new media chair. You should have said, Ms. Leavitt, would the Ukraine war have happened if President Donald
I'm
Trump had continued?
I'm glad you asked, Danny. It's about time we clear this up. Do you think it's true, though? I mean, every foreign policy guest that I've ever had on that I've talked to about this, like the Jim Talents, the Jim Carafanos of the world, the Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, they're all like, of course it wouldn't have happened. He's not wrong. And the reason why, in my opinion, he continues to say that over and over and over again is because he made a pretty bold promise as a campaigner that he was going to solve it. And he hasn't. And so he needs to remind people that while he hasn't solved it yet, it wasn't his problem that he created. He's trying to fix other people's problems. And if it takes longer than he promised in the first place, that's on them. And that type of stuff matters to Donald Trump. It doesn't really matter to me. I don't look at the Russia-Ukraine conflict and go, come on, Trump, where are you on this? Get a move on it. I feel like he's doing everything he can. And the number one thing I don't want him to do is sacrifice America in any way, shape or form to try to stop and appease these crazy people in Russia from doing what they're doing so that they just hold their breath until another awful Democrat gets in office, or to just say, Zelensky, you keep fighting forever. We'll dump money into your war. Like we can't. Neither of those are sustainable.
Yeah, the Biden administration for 4 years, well, for 3 years, because it didn't start right when they took office, they didn't actually try to end that war. They in a sense, tried to prolong that war. And I guess you could say, well, they're trying to give Ukraine a fighting chance, but they did nothing to really ever attempt to end it.
Well, right at the beginning, they offered Zelensky a ride out. They were just going to give it over to Russia. Which would have ended the war pretty quickly.
I don't think it was the United States to give over. It was the Biden administration saying, don't do this, don't cross the red line, minor incursion, all of those things. I would be surprised. I mean, the offer to get Zelensky out of Ukraine is an American admission that Ukraine stood no chance. And the ending was inevitable. I don't really think that inevitable ending is any different now than it was then, other than the amount of time and effort it's going to take for Russia to do what it's trying to do. And I've heard the Carafanos of the world and the Kellogg's and the Talents of the world come on this show and do other shows here on 97.1. And they will often say, it's not the main point, but it usually is involved in the point, that the more that Russia has to invest in this, the more money they have to spend for it, the more capital, honestly, the more lives that they spend in it, the more they're deteriorated on the whole. And that's not bad for the United States. So in my mind, that worries me that you would perpetuate the inevitability of the war and just lengthen the amount of time it takes, the amount of lives that are at stake in that situation. Obviously, hundreds of thousands of people who have died because of this war. It's not something that a single American life should be sacrificed to stop. And you can debate the investment, the American taxpayer dollar. But it is a worthy thing to remind people that Joe Biden did start this war, because that it's not so much about Donald Trump anymore, but it's about the next election. You want the Joe Bidens of the world back in charge? You're going to have more wars. I mean, how can you look at what we know from Donald Trump 4.5 years into him being a president and seeing how averse he is to war and how willing he is to negotiate peace? And on top of all of that, you watch Joe Biden. I mean, he was just MIA. I mean, I think that's the most egregious thing of the whole purpose of his presidency, is how much was he even in charge of the things that were actually happening and abdicating your responsibilities of the commander in chief. And in the meantime, deadly, deadly war is breaking out. I mean, the Donald Trump factor here is significant. Vladimir Putin was not asking to sit down and have a conversation with Joe Biden. That wasn't happening.
Nobody else could have created the conditions that lead to a meeting like this.
Hasn't been there since 2015, Putin in the United States.
Nope. And certainly under Joe Biden, the violence raged, the war raged, and Putin never took him serious enough to even consider a meeting. So already President Trump has changed the game. He's created the conditions for a possible negotiated settlement, which is his goal from the beginning at a very complex battlefield. I don't think Vladimir Putin would be meeting unless he's felt that heat. And I think there's a chance. And the president's laid out the parameters, and so is Steve Witkoff and others who are in the we're in the strength side of the peace through strength business. But on the negotiating side, there's going to be, you know, could be land swaps. There could be there's going to be concessions. No one's going to be happy. But if anybody can do it, it's going to be President Trump.
So Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary. Why does my microphone keep doing that, man? It drives me crazy. He's talking there about Donald Trump being the key factor here to make the situation tenable where peace discussions could be carried out. The conversation now can take place where the end result could be peace, because Donald Trump has set the table for people to come to it and have those discussions. When you hear Pete Hegseth talking about people aren't going to be happy, there are going to be concessions, there are going to be land swaps, that means Russia is going to have invaded Ukraine and likely get land from it. Do we live in a world where we can be absolutist about that? I don't know that we realistically do. I don't know that we realistic. I mean, the world, the entire course of world history is essentially land swaps at best. But most likely just land seized. So if Russia goes in and does this and they get some land for it, just know right now, all of the things that the leftists hate Donald Trump for, that's all they're going to talk about. The things that Pete Hegseth is alluding to, there are going to be a deal that is made, potentially, that the situation now exists where a deal could be made and peace could be the ultimate result here. People could stop dying over this. It might involve land swaps. Vladimir Putin might invade Ukraine and walk away with something. And to the left, they're going to pin the fact that Russia did this, that Vladimir Putin did this and got something out of it. They're going to pin it on Donald Trump, which puts you right back where this conversation started. Donald Trump wants to remind you, I didn't start this. It wouldn't have happened if I would have been the president. So there really is truly no pinning any of the result of this war on Donald Trump.
No, but they will. They'll say that he sold out Ukraine. A land swap, though, isn't just ceding territory. This is a trade of
swap.
Territory.
That That's implies a two-way street.
It may be that Russia ends up better out of that than Ukraine does.
Yeah.
But Ukraine, listen, Ukraine has to agree to this.
Correct.
It's not just Trump and Putin set something up and they have Ukraine ready to go. Ukraine has to agree to it, too.
The thing that I want to really highlight before we get to this conversation, which might not materialize in anything, and then we'll be right back where we started with what Joe Biden handed over from being the president of the United States. The thing that you need to understand is there's going to be an element of this deal, of this agreement, that looks somewhat good for Vladimir Putin. That is how Vladimir Putin is going to agree to stop killing people. That will also be a Christmas morning gift to the people who hate Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. This is what I really, really want to compel you to embrace. As somebody who follows politics, while your guy, if Donald Trump is your guy, while your guy is at the levers of power, there is going to be something. We don't know what the details are yet, but fill in the blank here in the future. There are going to be things that Russia or Vladimir Putin gets out of this deal that the left is going to say is Donald Trump's fault. They're going to try to subsidize the Russia collusion story that they made up with what Vladimir Putin gets out of this because of a war Joe Biden started. It's a trap. And it's only a problem for you and for me if we give them an ounce of our attention. Which, when we have the power, we actually don't have to do. You already know it's coming, and you already know it's bologna sausage. I want peace, and I trust Donald Trump to get it. All right, real quick break. Went way long. Wiggins America next. What do you got?
Ways the left wants to take things from you. They want to use
good. We don't need a lot of time for that anyway. Let's get to a quick break.
Let's take a break.
Get on the Any Fry YouTube chat. Wish Brad a happy birthday. We'll be right back. You and me,
we gotta love. Like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
All right, if the left has their way, the environmental left, this is the stuff that they would be taking from you.
The who?
The environmental left.
The like greenies?
Yeah, the greenies. They passed their Green New Deal so that you cannot have paper towels. Do you use paper towels?
Hell yeah, I do.
Heck yes. I use them like crazy, too.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you're ruining the environment.
Good paper towels are worth investing in. You buy the cheap ones, you got to use the whole roll to clean up one spill. Not worth it.
I use the cheap ones. But I do use them. And they say that the alternative to using paper towels is to use Swedish dishcloths.
No.
They're reusable.
No.
But then you'd have to wash them. That's the point.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like the ShamWows. It's like those little microfiber cloths that you can use and reuse over and over.
Nah, that's lame.
They say that you need to be using those instead. How about single-use coffee pods?
No, I never used them.
No?
No, not for me.
You get yours at Scooters.
Every day. They might use them. I don't know. I love
those
what
are
they
single
do.
Use.
Yeah.
Too. Single-use coffee pods, because you're using so much plastic with your K-cups. But
not
you
me.
Can get the ones that are reusable.
Are they easy to use?
What?
A K-cup?
Oh, super easy.
Yeah, they are very easy.
I couldn't figure one out in the hotel I was in. I think it was D.C., and I needed coffee, and I needed it bad. And I, like, fought with that thing. Couldn't figure it out.
Did you ever use them?
I'm not like super stupid, but I was too stupid for that thing.
That is one of the trends in every couple of years, a new coffee thing comes out and everybody's got to get it. That's one that actually has stuck around though.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Now they do the K cups that are reusable.
That's what they're saying to do here.
Use the reusable K cups.
Use the reusable, but you got to fill them yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm like, this isn't the whole point of the K cups to make it like super convenient and on the go.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, stupid.
Just stick it in there and you go.
Just make a pot of coffee.
That too. Parchment paper and aluminum foil. You can't use those anymore either.
It's lame.
Parchment paper and aluminum foil?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to use?
Because when you bake, you can use silicone baking mats.
I use them.
I do too. I hate them though. My wife got them and I'm like, why? Why?
We put the silicone on top of a cookie sheet.
So yeah, right. Same thing. Uh-huh. But you're just not having to throw anything away. You can find a theme here. They're trying to reduce the amount of things you throw away.
I drive by the landfill every day going home to and from, and I'm for it. If I can work it in my schedule, like if it doesn't become a huge burden to me, I will take some extra time to be reusable.
Well, that's the thing, is some of these things are a burden.
Yeah.
What about dryer sheets?
Do we use them?
Do you even use dryer sheets?
Yep. Love them.
Yeah, I do too. I love them. I never thought I'd say that.
You're supposed to use the ball that you put in there.
That's exactly right. You're supposed to use those wool balls that bounce around. And you keep going, what's that noise? Somebody at the door? Nope. There's a ball in your dryer. Plastic bags.
I'm not opposed to bringing my own shopping bags. You have to do that at Ruler Foods anyway, so we have some in our car. I'm not opposed to it.
I always get a bag at Ruler.
I don't. If it, like in Edwardsville, you have to pay 10 cents per bag, but in Glencarvan, you don't. I will carry mounds of things out just in my arms and be like, screw you, man.
Thank you.
I'm not buying that bag. I'm dropping green beans on the way to the car. I don't even care. A bag would have cost me less than those green beans, and I just want you to know how annoying this is.
Exactly.
Yeah. No paying for bags for me. No.
The last one, if we have time here, plastic wrap. I mean, it's a lot of the kitchen stuff here. There's reusable wax paper rolls now?
Heck no. No. We use a lot of Tupperware. We don't put stuff in a lot of... and I want to move from Tupperware plastic to glass stuff at some point. I don't know. That's going to happen, but it's supposed to be.
And you're already doing the last one.
Less plasticky.
Plastic water bottles. I get that there's a lot of waste with those.
I will use a plastic water bottle if I need water, but I am usually planned ahead and I usually use my reusable. Although, guys, I lost my Annie Fry Show mug. I don't know where it is.
Oh, no.
You can't have mine because it has my name on it.
I know. I figured mine has my name on it, so it'll come back to me. Or maybe somebody hates me and it won't. I realized it last night, so I'm giving it at least 36 hours to resurface. If you find it, it says Annie on it. Send it back to me.
And the name of the show.
Dory Murdoch next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.